It was an announcement at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office where someone in the audience could be taking notes for an HBO miniseries. Cyrus Vance says two gangs held a neighborhood hostage for 3 years in a housing project where gang members used Facebook to connect dealers with buyers.
The defendants are alleged to be members of two gangs, 20 Block and Flo Boys. They cooked and they sold crack cocaine in an area in East Harlem dominated by the Wagner Houses, which is a sprawling public housing facility bounded by 124th Street to the north, 120th Street to the south, and between 2nd Avenue and the East River.
The defendants are accused of dealing crack cocaine in the vicinity of a New York City Housing Authority, or NYCHA, public housing facility. At least one is accused of preparing crack from powder cocaine in one of the Wagner apartments. 5,600 residents live in the Wagner and Taino Towers, both in East Harlem. They occupy 22 buildings on 26 acres. Vance says families had to dart past drug dealers to get around. He says dealers sold drugs on stairwells and lobbies, on sidewalks and playgrounds, and even in front of a community center.
The Wagner residents are obviously fathers and mothers headed to work and kids on their way to and from school. And all of them were forced to live in what was, in essence, an open-air drug market.
The arrest of the gang members was a result of an 11-month investigation by members of the NYPD's Manhattan North Narcotics District. The community complained of drug deals, and that's why the investigation started. NYPD Chief Izzo says Detective Campos first built the case by poring over hours and hours of housing security video.
As a result, he was able to identify two distinct drug gang members who call themselves both the Flo Boys and 20 Block. That information was relayed to our undercover officers, who were able over the course of the case to make substantial purchases of crack, powdered cocaine, and as well as marijuana. These two groups were seemingly entrenched in both the Wagner Houses and Taino Towers for a good 3 years. They thought they were immune from law enforcement. They thought they could operate with impunity. Well, this case illustrates that clearly they were wrong.
D.A. Vance says what he sees, unfortunately, is gangs and crews getting younger and more sophisticated. It was their task to figure out who is part of what loosely organized gang, how to build it together, and once they have the evidence that ties it together and is strong, that's when they take the operation down, barring some public safety issue.
I think you really have two gangs at issue here. As I said, the Flo Boys and the 20 Block. The 20 Block is a younger crew. They are a younger crew operating on the south end of Wagner Houses, and the Flo Boys were operating at a different part of Wagner Houses, and they operate essentially in tandem and not in opposition to each other unless another crew from the Jefferson Houses or some other group comes in and starts a beef, and then the gangs coalesce and unite to form an opposition against a rival gang coming in from a neighboring development or neighboring part of the community. So what you have, loosely organized groups. Some of this is age-associated, but it's territorial. It's fundamentally territorial, and it's related, in this case, principally to drug sales.
New York City Housing Authority Chair John Rea says if families of gang members accused had anything to do with drug deals, they will lose their apartments.
If we find in the process of the investigation, in partnership with the DA's office and with the NYPD and the prosecutors through the criminal case, that the family has been in concert with the perpetrator, then we look to terminate the tenancy of the family overall and to remove the family from public housing. But in many cases, it's a very delicate situation that we try to balance, preserving the tenancy for the mother, the father, the grandparent, when it's a teenage person or a young person who is the actor. The sales were taking place on NYCHA property, but not within the apartment. We have to think through that very carefully. And obviously, we want to get the actors out and preserve the tenancies of law-abiding, hardworking New Yorkers.
When I walked into the courtroom to watch the arraignment, I was struck by the families in the back of the courtroom who were watching the proceedings, and outside the courtroom, worriedly asking lawyers about what would happen, what would be the next step for their sons, now facing a trial and possible prison sentences. Meanwhile, on Monday, the Manhattan DA will host a meeting at the Wagner House's community center for residents to learn about ongoing crime prevention efforts, including several programs that are being offered to keep youth in the neighborhoods engaged. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.